Welcome to our podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey guys, welcome to Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. Nate is our sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. Hope you guys are doing well. We have something a little bit different for this episode, and we are calling it a middle-aged mini.
It's a mini-me.
A mini-me.
It's such a baby.
It's just a baby. And the reason, if you are listening to this episode, is because we could not work out our schedules to record a full episode. But we don't want to leave you guys hanging without any content. We don't want to do that to our creepies, right?
Yeah. And we're getting tired. We're tired. No. We need a rest. We need a break.
Yeah. So, just kidding. Yeah. So hopefully we don't do a whole lot of these, but yet it gives us, yeah, if we have to take a week off from recording, but then it still gives you guys a chance to listen to something creepy.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So just won't be as long, but it'll still
stupid
be.
Stupid vacations getting in the way.
I know. Good grief.
Dagnabbit.
I mean, we got to work and have vacations. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this?
I think everybody will understand.
Yeah. So, but it solves the problem of at least you guys get something to listen to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So this is our first middle-aged mini, as we're calling them. And it is on, Sean, you want to tell the listeners?
No, I don't know. I wasn't listening. Just kidding. the Hannah House, it is the most haunted house in Indiana, allegedly. And I've never been there, honestly. But
yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know what the hauntings are.
I used to live like 20, 25 minutes from there. I mean,
did
it wasn't
you?
That. Yeah.
So I think when we were interviewed by Jerry and Tracy, I had mentioned.
Yeah, we talked
he was
about
asking, mm-hmm. trying to come up with
that. Yeah, name. And we were like, what are you talking about?
I've been there twice, both times during Christmas for one of those mystery dinners.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Halloween or anything about the time.
Actually go during Halloween, right?
Yeah. And they do a haunted house. They do mm-hmm. an actual haunted attraction. So never been to there.
Well, and they do it at the house. And then, so, like, this is a silly question, but the Hannah Haunted Acres is, like, right. The Hannah House is inside the loop, and there's Hannah Haunted Acres, which is, like, on the outside
of
the loop.
I assume so, yeah.
And I think it's all connected, as far as I understand.
I've never been to either one of them, yeah.
And I haven't either, because the
Hannah
they're popular. It's been around for a while.
It's very creepy. It's mm-hmm. always been very creepy. But it's all volunteer-driven, they say. So
most of those places are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
people just want to creep other people out.
Yeah, I'm all for that. It's just my game. So, so the Hannah House is what we chose, and it is one of the most popular and supposedly most haunted places in Indiana.
That is correct.
And it's downtown Indianapolis. Well, I didn't mean downtown, but near, south side of Indiana.
Yeah, south, yep.
That's what I meant.
Southeast, yep.
So, yeah. So, you want to?
I can introduce it a little bit. Yeah. It is a 24-room house.
And huge.
Is huge. It was built, and it's had some additions too since the original build, but it mm-hmm. was built in 1858 by Alexander Hanna. He was a respected civic leader who dabbled in a variety of business interests, including farming and prospecting. He was out in California for a while, it sounded like, before he came back to Indiana.
Right.
Including farming and prospecting, Hanna served the Indianapolis Southside community as sheriff, postmaster, circuit court clerk, and as a member of the Indiana General Assembly, providing a great cover for the job he purportedly was most passionate about, which was a conductor on the Underground Railroad, which we've talked about before as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're glad he did.
Yeah, no kidding. Such a good thing. I mean, and what a chance they were taking, you know, setting up something like that.
Well, people coming from the south through the north, and they had like different places, you know, cellars and basements and basically holes in the ground to hide them as they're making their way to Canada is, you know, before, so people could get out of here before the Civil War actually mm-hmm. took place and was able to free them. But yeah, it's the history is sad and harrowing and all of the above. I mean, it's amazing. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, this house is part of that history. But yeah, Hanna was part of the California Gold Rush, and that's actually how he got a lot of his money, and that's how he was able to build this. It's not a plantation in Indiana, but it is a pretty good size
close to it.
House, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's huge. What was
he had 200? It said he was he owned extensive property in Marion County, and he himself had 240 acres south of Indianapolis. So that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and he was big in politics, right? I'm trying to think.
I believe so. He and his father. His father, I think, was it Samuel Hanna. I think was also well known and definitely in politics.
Okay. Yeah. In this house too, when I just real quick, when I did go there for the mystery dinner, I knew, you know, of course, the background of the underground railroad. Mm-hmm. And went, you know, what went on there. And so what's funny is when I went there for our office party, here it is, it's Christmas time, totally different from Halloween and all the creepiness that, you know, but I got a sense of creepiness when I, you yeah. know, and I don't yeah. know if I was just building it up in my mind because of what.
Sure, that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we did the dinner thing first, and then we all had, then the person that was in charge of it, you know, we had, I don't know, maybe 30 people. Well, no, we had more than that because we had probably 25 employees and then spouses. So say 50 to 60 people, and everybody had a part, you know, so they hand out, okay, you're going to be this and you're going to be that, you know, and then you're trying to play act and you know, it was fun. And so me and my, at the time, my office manager, he and I were investigators. So we were like a team, and we'd have to go around asking questions. We're trying to solve, the ones that are trying to solve the murder as far as on from the investigator side. So you're so you really get to walk around the house a lot. You're not just confined to one little area or two rooms. You're pretty much all over the place. And I'm trying to stick with what we were doing, but yet, man, I was just looking at the decor and the house itself. And it is, it's huge. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, I was getting creepiness, like right. something is here, you know? And I, like I said, I don't know if I was just building it up or like yeah. Sean said, maybe part of it, but yeah, felt a little uneasy. You know, mm-hmm. not like I was scared, but like, okay, there's something. Yeah, there's something yeah. to this place, you know.
It's energy.
Energy. Perfect way yeah. to say it. Energy. I just felt it, you know.
Right. That's
I, didn't,
a good sign.
I didn't mention
that's
it.
That's good signs of a haunting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I knew, like I said, a lot of the, or I'm sorry. I didn't know a lot of the history other than the Underground Railroad, but I, you know. Like I said, knew it as a haunted house, but didn't know much about Hanna himself, you know, where he came from or what he, how he got his money and building the place itself and his wife. I can't remember her name, Sean. Do you know?
Elizabeth, yeah.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was Mrs. Hanna.
Yeah. I was calling her right, Mrs. Hanna. We'll just call her Mrs.
Yeah, Elizabeth, that's right. you guys want to go straight into the hauntings or, because I've got a few written down. Up to you guys, though.
I'm reading as we go. I didn't have a chance to look anything up.
Oh, well, no, you're fine. You know, or no, I get it. No, this is what I did Friday evening when my wife and kids were swimming. I was on our back porch enjoying a nice Friday evening doing research.
You're so smart.
That's the only reason I had time.
You're good. They said he had other vocations. He was a well-known as a progressive farmer, knowledgeable at the latest scientific techniques in agriculture. Mm-hmm. And he raised wheat, corn, oats, and hay, as well as livestock, including cattle, sheep, and hogs. So, and he goes into the hauntings, but they only had one child, and it was a stillborn.
Right,
so,
mm-hmm. yeah. right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get into that.
It was not something. Haunted when he had it, though, right, darn it?
Right, right.
So, yeah. We can say that for sure.
Yeah, and it was built in 1858, so it's mm-hmm. a decent amount of time, yeah.
So the asylum, Slippery Noodle, and this place were all built within like 4 years of each other, 4, 5, 6 years of each other.
They have a connection, yeah. That's pretty wild because
it really is.
Of the history and the, mm-hmm. you know, and they're still standing, you know, still existing. I think it's mm-hmm. cool. Some places get taken down. Sean, I'll let you, if you want to talk about the...
The biggest one is, well, since I brought up the stillborn, I'll bring up that they said that they didn't know, there were no real records about having children, but they say that they found with their gravesite there is a what appears to be a child's, you know, place marker there that only that this child lived for one day, so they can tell it was a stillborn. Mm-hmm. And there are, there is in the room where she was, Elizabeth would have had this baby, there were reports of like this, these smells that like, what is that? It wasn't a constant smell, but it was just this awful smell that they couldn't get out of there. And they tried to wash it out and they tried to get, you know, figure this out. And they said that they found out later, historically speaking, oh, that's the room where this stillborn baby would have been born. And that's the smell that would have come from that birth. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, so well, that sad, smell right? is supposedly well, still there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's odd compared to Whisper's Estate where you had the smell of a baby powder.
Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. Saying that.
Yeah.
That'd be a little more pleasant than
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
I think or baby whatever. Blood, this,
yeah. yeah. baby powder over rotten flesh.
Yeah.
Right.
A little bit. Yeah, but I mean the main, you know, tragedy, I guess, is the Underground Railroad tragedy.
Right, exactly. I didn't want to take that one because I knew that's the big one.
Did I looked and it did not. I couldn't find it. Did it not give an exact date? It just said because I couldn't find.
I didn't
it,
as find far it, as when no. this happened. I was that's what actually I was looking at. I was trying to figure that out actually.
I mean, I spent an hour and a half on this.
I heard different, like, there were documentaries, and they talked about, like, because there were no records kept, that's why you're not going to know exactly when it is, and whether he really was part of the Underground Railroad is still suspect.
Hmm.
But I think, you know, it, all things point that he was a Quaker, or at least attached to a Quaker church, I guess. But they said that, and Quakers were against slavery, and they said that's so, it pretty good indications that he would have been anti-slavery and sure. he would have been okay with going through this, but there's not a lot of records. So, and at that time it was illegal and it was very dangerous to be part of helping slaves. So what he was doing would have been risking his livelihood, his career and his life in general.
Oh yeah.
Taking
a big chance.
So I think that's why you can't really find when this happened, but
yeah, I just kept looking and I thought, dang on, when did it happen? But mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, we can know the time period.
Yeah, I was looking for that same thing.
I just always like knowing what, mm-hmm. maybe what
Civil
day.
War time, somewhere
around there. Yeah, somewhere around there, yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not seeing any particular dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't find any. But yeah, they had, you know, they used it for slaves to have a hideout. And it's said that one tragic night, the group of slaves were waiting to leave their hiding spot. And someone knocked over an oil lamp, and I guess just the basement just went up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like pretty quick, too, because it trapped all the slaves, and it killed them. And that is so horrible to think,
because yeah.
you're already in a tragic situation trying to escape for your life, trying to get to, you know, freedom, and you're
now trying, you're trapped in an now inferno. You're trapped in,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said that most perished from smoke inhalation and burns.
And being burned, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the worst part of it is they couldn't give them a proper burial. They had to bury them in that cellar in the yeah. darkness.
Well,
so they said it was so dark. Caught. That's why they wanted them to have lanterns.
But yeah, right. Like Nate said, they had to do it secretive because they couldn't risk getting caught. Because then they
so
would.
Then if you're outside digging 50 graves, they're like, what in the world are you people doing?
Yeah. Oh well. yeah. Why would you come up with it? It's going to make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so sad. So yeah. So yeah. Like we said, it said the dead slaves were hastily buried in the cellar's dirt floor to cover up the incident as quickly as possible.
Right.
And it said investigators and past owners believe that those slaves still haunt the house to this current day.
And you can only imagine, right? You know, like the moans and the horrific way that they would have died, you know, not to just it tingle, yeah. it's spine tingling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tragic. I think that'd be, well, I mean, every way other than a peaceful death is bad. I mean, I can't imagine drowning to death. That would be horrible. But I think right up there towards the top would be being burnt alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd just be horrible.
What was that show, A Thousand Ways to Die? Was that am I saying that right? And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, first it's kind of like funny on the surface, but then you're like, ugh, there really is. And when you watch that show, it's like, there are a lot of different ways. I just want to go in my sleep. That's how my grandfather went. And it's like, that's the way you want to go.
Peaceful.
You
know? Yeah. Not, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, Nate, drowning. That's another, I mean, burning and drowning. I don't know how.
Or not necessarily drowning, but asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation. Wow.
That's another hard one.
That is
Why am I picking hard words to say?
I struggled with that one too. Woo.
Yeah.
Fun with words or not fun with words. The opposite of fun with words.
If you want to know if a word is hard to pronounce, let me try to pronounce it.
Right. Give Nate a shot. Give a shot.
We're, you know what? We might have to make a little segment.
Dong. That's dong.
Yeah. We'll all try to pronounce words that we have no idea how to say.
Oh, my gosh.
But I can say specific just fine.
I won't say his name, but one of my ex-coworkers at the church, he's a great guy, and he was funny, but he would botch up words, and instead of saying specific, he would say Pacific.
Yeah, that's right, what a lot of people do.
So he'd say, well, Pacific. I'm like, no, it's spa. Say your S blends.
Come on. Spa. You can do this.
Yeah.
It's fun to just, like, annihilate the English language.
I
anyway.
Do it plenty of times.
Yeah.
My gosh. Mm-hmm.
We're on our way anyway, right?
Yeah. And someday I'm just not going to care. I really don't, you know.
We'll just speak in emojis.
Understand what I'm saying or don't.
Emoji, yeah. Emojis, memes, and GIFs, right? That's what we'll just all communicate in.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think that's pretty hand much gestures. How we do it anyway.
I think we just go back to caveman times, just grunts.
That's what, yeah. What do you need? Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you just say so?
Aren't you the first? Oh, all right.
The there
Frankenstein's
was
monster.
That's why maybe.
This was a great idea, actually. This is a great idea. The I think there was a family named the O'Briens that owned this house for about 10 years. Did you guys run? I'm sure
yes,
you ran across all that.
That was right after them, right?
I think so, yes.
It sat they like did 4 years
they
dormant.
They did some additions to it, and they lived there for about 10 years. But they probably, that's where the haunting started.
Well, I had, real quick, I had I had David Elder was before the O'Brien, I think, or was it reversed?
Oh, okay, we can go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, it doesn't matter.
The thing with the O'Briens is they saw a lot of different, like, you know, they noticed the baby stuff, and I guess when they were first moving in, there was a story about them, their daughter sitting at the staircase, and they were doing painting, they were doing some updates, and she said something about some man, and they said, who are you talking to?
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was talking, and did you see that one? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, the man, and they're like, the man where? And she's like, the man upstairs, and they went up there to see what man was up there, and there was no man. And then there was somebody else that came to help them with updates and like painting and it was kind of a long drawn out story, but they were Elizabeth was the original one. Mrs. O'Brien, I don't know what her name is, but she went and got a cup of tea and or coffee and served him. And there was like a spoon sitting next to it. And I guess the spoon just on its own went flipping off the plate and the guy left and wouldn't come back and help. Like, he's like, I'm out. You know,
I'm done.
Yep, I'm done. But it was like creepy enough that, like, yeah. But they apparently had several of the haunting stories.
Yeah, I've got in my notes is David Elder was the owner before the O'Briens.
Oh,
so
okay.
He was the first one to suspect that this house was haunted. And then the O'Brien family bought it from him. And then it said they got the full gamut of manifestations.
Right. And so they did it for 10 years. I mean, like 10 years? Seriously?
Yeah.
I just came across something interesting. Saying that current day neighbors report the discovery of partially collapsed tunnels with the trajectory indicating association with the Hanna property.
Ooh, that's interesting.
More tunnels.
Yeah. So that'd be pretty cool.
We got tunnels all over Indiana, though.
Be digging in your backyard and find a tunnel.
That's crazy.
That would be wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, yeah. They said there were well-known Quaker families that were part of, they know that were part of the underground civilization. So it's pretty.
Yeah. It's probably tunnels, homes to homes. To homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
That's how it was here in Plainfield. I believe a lot of the homes were connected together.
Yep.
So they come in raiding, trying to find, you know, them hiding slaves, and they just shuffle them off to another house and they just keep rifling them
back and forth,
back and forth, and they can never find them.
Yeah. So you'd have to be smart. You'd have to plan and be smart about that to be really
outsmart,
aware
right.
of because they were coming. I mean,
you know, what we talked about before, that there was with the Underground Railroad, there was the opposite, you know, of the, you know, people that were trying to bring them back down to the South. So you had the anti Underground Railroad. So that's scary.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
A lot of stress and worry. Constant.
We have it good here. We have it really good today.
Always look.
I mean, things can always be better, but things could always be worse.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Did you guys see where the mansion was given the nickname, the house that reeks of death?
That's good.
Ooh, I love it. The house that reeks of death, because, like we had said, occasionally it said one of the bedrooms smells like rotting flesh.
Yeah.
And then the next day it smells like roses.
Mm-hmm.
It's total contrast.
The juxtaposition there. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's so, that's a great tagline.
Yeah, the house that reeks of death.
You should use that on Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I said, and chime in whenever, but said the basement. They've heard he heard sounds of breaking glass. This was Elder. He did say he investigated it and nothing was there. He said it sounded like just something just shattered and mm-hmm. glass would be everywhere. And when he went down there, nothing. Thought that was interesting. I was in the basement.
This said ghost stories about the property traced back to the mid-1960s after the house had lain empty for more than 30 years. A family by the name of O'Brien owned and operated an antique business from the home for about 10 years, and it was during this time that specific claims of hauntings proliferated into local legend. Cold spots mm-hmm. and foul smells, flying spoons, see, I told you that one, yep. doors and wall hangings with a mind of their own, disembodied voices, and etc.
Yep.
It became Hanna House was listed in 1978 as a recognized historical landmark by the U.S. Department of Interior, but it was in 1980 that the home was first used as a venue for a haunted house themed fundraiser, which yeah,
yeah.
still
I'd
happens
say it's
today.
Been around for yeah. yeah. I'm not gonna tell you.
Yeah, right.
I was nine.
It says it's been news crews there, psychics, paranormal professionals, all sorts that still come in and out of there.
Yeah, I remember it was like 2 or 3 years ago when. So Jerry and Tracy, it was, so I think it would have been 2018. So they came up to Indy and did a live event. And that was mm-hmm. for the Hillbilly Horror Stories. And then had a couple other podcasters with them. It was at a restaurant. I'm trying to think which one it was. Anyway, but it was on the south side of Indy.
Yeah.
And so, I, like I said, I'd known Jerry. We had communicated. And then, because it's funny, because when I walked in, he goes, oh, hey, Todd. It was cool that he knew,
yeah.
you know, because he'd seen me. And then, so we're... I went by myself, and I know a lot of what's fun about those things. A lot of people, you know, families or friends, they'll get together and they'll go to those things. But that's no big deal. I was by myself, and I actually Jerry and Tracy, and Justin Rimmel, who does Mysterious Circumstances, they sat with me when it was time to eat. It was
that's cool.
cool. We got to know, mm-hmm. yeah. So then when it was time to do their show, I got a text from my cousin. I know this is off the subject, but
oh, I like it.
My that's mom okay. had broken her foot. Just got in town in Tennessee. They always go to Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. She tripped on one of the rocking chairs out on the porch. Gosh. You know, my mom, she's going to be 76, so she was like 73 or whatever, 74. But yeah, so, and then after the live show, you know, I got home. So then the next morning, Jerry and Tracy went to go visit the Hanna House. They mm-hmm. were hoping it was open, but it was closed.
Oh.
But they just took pictures of each other. On the property.
Yeah, at the Hannett House, yeah.
Yeah, and he was, they were kind of disappointed because of the condition it was in.
Yeah.
It wasn't well kept.
Yeah.
What wasn't well kept up and just looked kind of crappy.
That's what they're talking about, is like they try to keep it as a historic landmark, and that's why even the, you know, the most popular time of the year around Halloween, that's why people volunteer to try to keep it up as a historic landmark.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
But not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just kind of like, oh, it's not really... great,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as the conditions for
big mansion. I mean, sort of want to try to keep it looking nice,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and nice.
Come on, ghost,
and spooky.
Clean it up,
right?
yeah.
Do it's your like some job. Kind of a cartoon.
Quit throwing the spoons. Wash
yeah,
the windows.
Put the spoons down and grab a rake and
get to work.
Grab a paintbrush. Yeah, but yeah, he was kind of disappointed in just the conditions.
Yeah,
but still, it was kind of cool. But I remember them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was because that was on a Saturday, and I think yeah, this was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you want your haunted house? Do you want it in pristine condition, or do you want it a little ratty?
Yeah.
Or raggedy?
Yeah, I guess if I was...
Have you seen any of the new It's?
I've not seen the new one. I've seen the old one.
I've not seen the new one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Pennywise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the movie theaters.
Dilapidated homes. Those are pretty cool.
Those are
like the Hollywood ones. You look at them, yep, that
yeah,
is
it's haunted. It's a haunted house right there.
Right. You were saying that, yeah, the spoons flying across the room and the wall hangings. And so in the same notes, Mrs. O'Brien said that she witnessed an attic door opening by itself after she had seen the handle turning.
Mm-hmm.
And
it, I mean, no like there. I said,
she didn't do it.
10 yeah. years in that house, at least what I saw, like how could you stay in there? I don't know. I mean, there are some people just
you
have
give them a name.
Nerves of steel. Yeah. I know.
George.
Yeah, Sarah. Exactly. Right. Now cut it out now, George.
Right.
No more of that, Sarah.
and yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of apparition scene in this place. Mm-hmm. And
it's made Indiana very famous, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the slaves are going to be the main thing,
right.
You know, the moments. Yeah. And the, mm-hmm. And I guess, though, they have seen, not just hearing the sounds of the slaves, but they've seen apparitions of what they think is mm-hmm. some slaves.
The most sad part is that they didn't get a proper burial and that they had to like bury them real quick and then
they're running
for obvious
lives.
Reasons yeah
right, yeah. Right.
They're already in terror.
It saved other people's lives, but still it's a rough part.
No one should have to live
that way.
Like that, and no one should have to die like that.
I totally agree.
Even when they're dead, you kind of want to give them some
a great respecter of life, and I agree.
They had names. They had
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, like Mr. Hannah, I saw a couple of...
I think they're buried in Crown Hill Cemetery, aren't they?
Yes. And there's a
big obelisk.
Obelisk.
It's
obelisk. Yeah. Hey.
I'll butcher words.
here it is right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't see where they were buried. I failed to... do my research.
No, that's all right. Well, that's all. I cheated. Yeah, it's right here.
You did.
Yeah.
So I did. I just read it now.
Mrs. Hannah, what was her name?
They did not have an heir, so since they had that stillborn child, they didn't have anybody to leave it to. That's why it went to other families.
Correct.
Or sold off.
She's been seen. Mrs. Hannah, Elizabeth, she's been, says that she's appeared on the second floor. And now this creating pleasant and awful odors.
Ooh.
When they've seen Mrs. Hannah.
Passing gas.
Yeah. Like maybe she ate something that didn't agree with her. I don't know.
Ghost fart.
You know, someday she's going to smell like perfume. Yeah. I thought that was real. And then,
do you have to apologize if you're a ghost?
right.
Human beings, like, we pass gas 17 times on average a day, which is pretty remarkable. And it's a good thing we do. But
it seems low.
It does seem low, doesn't it? Like, to me, too, yeah. And but ghosts, you wonder how that works exactly. Yeah. Ectoplasm. Oh, sorry.
And if they sneeze, do you say bless you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
Depends on what kind of spirit they are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curse you. Bless you.
Or just go you.
Damn you.
Hey, you.
Go away. Yeah.
Good one.
Don't come home with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay there. Yeah.
Stay.
Well, guys, anything else you want to say about the Hannah House?
It's
very interesting. And
I kind of like these minis.
Place.
These little minis.
Yeah, it's cool. Sort of get right into a topic and go headstrong.
Our show's evolving.
Yeah.
Or devolving.
Yeah. Well, like I said madness. At the beginning, this will be, if you hear these, this is because we...
time crunch.
No,
could,
but you
could record. So
people may love it.
We pre-record these, and then we will drop them as we need to
yeah.
give you some content and give us a break. So one of us or all of us are on vacation or just,
I still
know,
like the
we
long
work.
Ones, but I like this. I think this is cool.
Yeah, we work, and, you know, we've got, all of us have kids and stuff, so it's kind of, can't, you know. We're just running into it now, but it's just kind of the crazy.
This is a lot
season.
Better than the shock button that you guys have been using to get me to shut up. And this is a lot easier just to like, we're just going to cut it off. Goodbye. Boop.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Well, so. Like you said, I mean, I just brain farted.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
The sound.
Just talking about.
It's the sound of silence.
The reason we're doing a mini.
Oh, and yeah, yeah.
Why it's we're posting a mini.
Yeah, thank you. You jump-started my brain. Brain fart gone. No, how we... you know, the show's evolving. We're learning different ways of doing episodes and different things that we can do. And, yeah, I mean, this gives a nice quick little something for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean,
it's a good idea.
The main episodes, the full ones, will always have announcements and stories and shout-outs and all that fun stuff. But these were just, just get right into the meat of it, and then that's it. So
awesome.
Yeah, we don't want to leave our listeners hanging without any episodes.
Does
namely,
Nate
my
still,
mom.
Nate still has to say it's a wrap, though. Like, we're gonna still do. I don't care that we don't have announcements and middle age moment, but we gotta say that's a wrap.
I'm kind of
I think we have
to hear that
staple.
Well, I guess that's a wrap.
That's a
woo woo.
Well, thanks, Nate.
No problem.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening to our first middle aged mini. We enjoyed it and hope you guys did too. And we will see you guys later.
Bye.
See ya.